At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
All right, everybody. I want to thank you guys for joining us again for another episode of the Servant Leader Coach's Bible Study. I am your host, Coach Chelsea, and I'm super excited about this one. I mean, I know I always say that, and I know I try my best not to be biased, but when God shows up in the midst to confirm something that you've been praying about, you can't help but be excited. And today we are unleashing one of our new segments of the podcast known as Servant Leadership Exchange. And there was no way that I wasn't going to pull back right down off the bench and sub in an already cemented servant leader, Chip Baker. But not only that, when we had a conversation about it, I knew that God legitimately was like, you are right. You've heard me right. Because the same thing I had been praying about, the same thing he was trying to unfold to me, was talked about in this conversation. And that led me to having two more servant leadership just endeavors and great godly men on this call. We have servant leader Coach Hurd and Coach Chip Baker with us. And we're going to be invited to also have another godly man to join us a little bit later. But we're going to talk a little bit about servant leadership. We're going to talk about their endeavors as godly men, godly coaches, and we're going to talk about servant leadership. So y'all, I want to take a minute to just thank you for your time. I tell anybody, time is a precious gift because once it's given, it cannot be given back. So I'm going to pass the torch to you guys to first say hello to our listeners, and then we're going to get this conversation started today. Let's go.
Hey, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say the first thing I want to say is, let's go, man.
Go.
I'm just super excited, Coach, to have the opportunity to be with you. You know, every time we get an opportunity to collab on something, man, it's magic. It's hot. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I want to say, first off, thank you so much for thinking enough of us to have us on your platform. But then also, I want to warn the audience that it's about to get hot. It's on.
I tried to tell them. I started with my BioFreeze regimen yesterday. Hey. I mean, I knew. And so I started yesterday and my knees feel great. So let's go.
Let's go. But yeah, Coach, just a little bit about me. Chip Baker, fourth generation educator, author, speaker, been in education for a while. Grateful for the opportunities. Best-selling author. In Conroe, Texas, and we're about to release our book, The Impact of Influence, Volume 8. And so, you know, just thank you for having us on. Just talk a little bit and, you know, mention a little bit about the book as well so your audience can check us out. But I'm super excited for your audience to check out these co-authors. And I'll just bring in Coach Hurd.
Yes.
Coach, if you want to just tell them about who you are and what you do, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Coach Chelsea, Chip. It's an honor and a pleasure being here, and I'm just super excited. I'm Coach J.D. Hurd. I'm the head track coach and head cross-country coach and at Conroe High School here in Texas, North Houston area. I'm originally from Mobile, Alabama, but been in Texas for a minute, but I get back down to the South as much as I can. Down there, Alabama, Florida way, so I love that area. Matter of fact, I'll be down that way the 4th of July week. making my annual pilgrimage there. Man of God, born, raised in the church, stayed in the church, and raised my boys in the church, wife in the church, pretty much whole family in the church. So when we're talking about serving leadership here, Coach Chelsea, hey, that's right up my alley. So I'm loving to be here, and I'm just excited to also be a part of the book that my man Chip has dropped out here to give me the honor to be a co-author to have an edition in this book. It's going to be wonderful. The title of my chapter in that book is Two Nickels. That's right, 10 cents, two nickels. So I hope God bless your life when you read that chapter and just read that book in general.
Come on here. I'm already intrigued just by the topic. But I knew, you know, it's one of those things. I know that iron sharpens iron. So I know if you know my guy, Chip Baker, I know if he has you around him, you are just as powerful and good people. So I'm super excited. But I want to start there for a second. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you guys got connected? You know, Chip, what did you see in Coach Hurd? You know, I'm always one of those people that like to talk about, you know, iron sharpens iron, but also watching in the company that you keep, right? And so what kind of gave you, how did y'all connect and what let you know, like, yeah, this is one of those people I need to have, you know, on my journey?
Well, first off, Coach Rowe, that's my road dog. Coach Hurd, that's my road dog. Like, no, literally, he is my road dog. And I'll explain that to you. But, you know, just a little bit about, you know, our backgrounds. You know, we have coached in the same district here in Conroe ISD for a long time. And so, you know, there was a while where we, you know, were coaching opposite at different schools, right? You know, you'd hear certain things about certain people doing things. And so I've always from afar, you know, admired him, admired the person he is and how he does what he does, and you know, his passion, his love for community and kids and faith, you know, all of those things. Just a great guy. Then, you know, got an opportunity to be in the same school feeder zone area together. And so, you know, I was blessed to coach one of his sons, you know, great family. And then we also coached track together. And so when I say road dog, man, the year we were together, we were on the road a lot. And so we would room together, you know, talk life, talk faith, talk, you know, all things growing as a man. And man, I got better from that time that I was with him. And so, you know, fast forward, you know, I've been doing the books and I'm always looking for great people that I really admire, that I love what they do, just to help highlight them, because more people need to know about Coach Hurd, right? And so, you know, that's when this opportunity came up, I reached out to him. You know, asked if he wanted to do a chapter, and he's like, "Man, let's go."
That's my kind of people right there.
Yeah. Hey, and truth be told, I'm like, "Hey, man, let me let you think about it and pray about it." No, we good. Let's do it.
Ain't no time about the present. You said like, nothing. I heard, sir. Let's go.
Yeah. And so, you know, that in itself, to me, it's a true blessing because people don't have to say yes.
Mm. Now, like, don't do it. Run that back, Cassie. Yeah, like, I knew you were going to do it. Run that back, please.
Like, people don't have to say yes to you, right? And so for me, you know, even you you having us on your platform, you don't have to say yes,
right?
But it's a true blessing for people. First off, that the big man has blessed you enough to be able to live a life where people, you know, see the works that you strive to do, like you say, as a servant leader, right? And they love and would love to be a part of that as well. But then even though you do that, people don't have to say yes to have you be a part of what they do, right? And so, man, I'm just grateful for it all. I don't take any ounce of it lightly. And every opportunity I get to be around amazing people like you, Coach Chelsea and Coach Hurd, man, I'm just honored. And I got my notepad out and I'm ready to learn.
Right? Listen, stay out dropping gems. You know, it's amazing when you mention this saying yes, right? Yeah. I'm going to start there for a second because anybody that knows me knows, you know, one of my players was saying this about something we were talking about today. She's like, well, why are you? I was helping someone that was not a player of mine. And we were speaking about that. And she said, well, why were you? You just help everybody. And I said, because what does it hurt? You know, one of the biggest blessings in my life is saying yes, even back to the core of just saying yes to Christ.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that there's value, there is strength when we sharpen our faith just simply to say yes to God, because it unravels all of those things. And I want to start there with servant leadership being the driver in everything we do. And we'll go with you, Coach Hurd. You know, we know that you're a coach, you're a man of God. How does saying yes to his will and his way? Talk to us about how you found, as my grandma would say, how did you learn him for yourself? How did you come to know God for yourself?
See, It's kind of interesting that you guys pick out that word yes. See, because a lot of time you get the no, or I can't, or I won't. What we need more is I will.
Come on.
We need more of the I will. See, when Chip called me, it wasn't I got to think about it. It was I will. Because, see, one of the things when you're talking about serving leadership, I will serve. You can't serve if you're not willing.
Come
you
on.
Know, we say all the time, or you may have heard of it, you got the skill set, and then you got the will set. So what I'm going with that, Coach Chelsea, is Ooh. This, is that you can have all the knowledge in the world, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have the will power to enact what God has given you, it is all for naught.
Come
and
on.
Then we know what's going to happen, because when you're not using or utilizing the talents that God give you, just like the parable of the gifts of the talents, he going to take it away from you.
Come
so
on.
What does it hurt, like you told the student, what does it hurt to say yes? What does it hurt to say I will? How can you help somebody if you don't say I will? That's the first beginning of it, being willing to help. So it's a no-brainer when I'm talking about God, and you know, you can read it in the chapter of my book when I really, really got into it. Like I said, I grew up in the church, but man, when I started, I had questions. You know, looking at my situation, because my situation in that book deals with poverty, I had questions, man. So I was real with God. Like, I'm like, bruh, why I gotta be poor? Huh? God, why I don't have these things? And why, because I had the scriptures mixed up when I was little, why I gotta die to be rich? You know, somebody gonna be rich and go, why I gotta die to be rich? But no, see, that was a total misunderstanding of the scriptures. God gives us, watch it, free will choice.
Come on.
Everybody has free will. And so what you choose to do with your will, even if you're going to choose to have will at all, do you choose to stay in your circumstances, or you choose to progress and move forward? Do you choose to regress? Everything is a choice. Even when something impacts you, it doesn't dictate what you're going to be. It's just a problem or an issue right then, but having the willpower to overcome, having the willpower to serve others, it all begins with a willing nature. And if you don't have that, then, man, it's hard for you to be in the game.
I'm just thrown, right? Because we're all coaches. And we think often, and me and Chip have talked about this before too, about we all know that even for practices, for player meetings, for the game, we make sure that we carve out a plan, mm-hmm. right? And that plan is not just thrown together any kind of way. A true successful coach is going to make sure there's some structure, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when we talk to our athletes, the hope is, the prayer is that they're going to follow the plan. But what we also know is they have a choice. Right?
Exactly.
They can go rogue. You know, I coach basketball. They can do an ISO, and I didn't call for that. Right? And it may work, it may not. Right?
Yeah.
But the beauty of the plan is just like you said, we do have free will and what we choose to do with that. And what I've learned a long time ago is that God is my coach.
Uh-huh. Come on now.
And
come on now.
The word is his playbook.
Uh-huh. Right. You're going to help somebody around here, Coach Chelsea.
And I can choose. I can choose to follow the play. See, I'm a point guard. Okay?
Come on,
I'm a point guard.
Right? She's distributing right now, Chip.
I'm just saying, I'm a point guard. And so we know that the point guard is the floor general.
Right.
Right? Right? So as a servant leader, when I step on the floor, I expect now as the coach that my point guard is an extension of me.
Exactly.
And so although you have the free will to go out there and call what you want,
come
I can't
on
step
now.
Out there. You have the free will to tell the people that are following you on your team, the other four, hey, bunk coach, we gonna run this, right?
Come on.
I have the free will, but the beauty of it is for the coach to trust the player enough to know, I've guided you, you know my plan, go out there and do what I've asked you to do. And the victory that comes from all of those things working together. So when you mention that, that's just what I visualize with servant leadership and why I love sports and faith going hand to hand. What it does, the power of understanding that God is the coach.
Right.
And legit, if we just follow the game plan.
Right.
Just follow the game plan. Even though we have free will, that's the power of being a servant leader.
Look, man, successful people follow instructions. As simple as that. Successful people follow instructions. The Bible is a blueprint. You want to be saved and get salvation? Follow the commandments of God. As simple as that. The game plan that you put together, Coach Chelsea, that Chip put together, that I put together, we've spent hours and hours scouting these teams and whatever. If you want to be successful in this game, follow the instructions that we gave you in practice. But watch this. It just don't stop with practice. We talking about life. So when I tell my kids, when your parents give you instructions on how to do things, when you do them, you'll find that you're going to have less issues in this life. But when you disobey those instructions, that's when you'll find that you're mounted with a lot of issues. So just want you to make it easy on yourself. Follow instructions.
Hey. Why we make it so hard, Chip?
Hey, you're going to get what you're looking for. either way. You know what I'm saying? Like if you want to do right and say yes, you're going to get that. Right? Are you willing? If you want to do wrong and do that, you're gonna get what you're looking for. So why not? So I wanted to share this. I want to talk a little bit about saying yes. You know, there's a part, my pastor, after every sermon, the yes prayer. You know, I'm a new creation in Christ because I said yes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, man, that for some reason, every time I hear that, it hits me different, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is, being an acronym guy, Coach Chelsea, I had to hit you with this one. You know, for me, yes, when you say yes, you elevate significantly.
Come on.
When you say yes, you elevate significantly. And when I say you, that's looking within to win, that's taking ownership, that's, you know, understanding that I take ownership and my piece of the puzzle, right?
Right.
Because it's not just me, like the puzzle. No, bro, it's my piece of the puzzle. And then the elevation part is you rise, you get better, you get smarter, you get opportunities, right? Opportunities bring opportunities. Things just organically come to you and it looks like it's smooth and whatever, it's easy, but it's come because you've chosen to say yes in every situation. And then the significant piece, that's the making an impact and an influence part. Wait. The book is The Impact of Influence.
Right? I love it.
So you make an impact and an influence on others just by saying yes.
That's big. And I think the thing is, right, because this is one of my go-tos. It's plenty of my go-tos. When we talk about servant leadership, we cannot, by one of the well-known and marked and powerful verses, Mark 9:35, where if you remember, Jesus sat down with the 12 disciples and he said, anyone who wants to be first must be the very last.
Right.
And the servant of all. And when you understand that, right, like we say it, we put it on books. We put it on our tagline. It's like, oh yeah, servant leader, right? But when the rubber meets the road is when we truly have to do that. Mm-hmm. When I have to be at the gym an hour or two before the actual practice in the game. Mm-hmm. When I have to get off the bus and start lugging things, right? Mm-hmm. When I have to be on the phone 1 o'clock in the morning because those that I lead have a need, right? And so when we talk about saying yes, we have to understand the magnitude of that. So when you said you elevate the significance, here's the thing. Some of the greatest people in my life that I admire is because, not because their title.
Come on now.
No, 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 no. That is not what floors me. That is not what allows me to think the world of you. What allows me to think the world of you is your ability to serve, your ability to say yes to the call, your ability to draw significance to the simple fact that you've been given this assignment. See, all your title is to me is that someone felt you worthy enough on man-made side to give it a name.
Come on.
But God gave the job to everybody. The assignment exactly. was servant leader. Man mm-hmm. gives you the actual title and the assignment lane that you need to be in. But mm-hmm. I am floored. As you said, Chip, you elevate the significance. Because mm-hmm. what does he say? Let your light so shine so that men and women can mm-hmm. see what? The good works and glorify who? Not me. Your Father that's in heaven. Yeah. And so when I hear the yes, everything that I do, every path that I walk, I want it to be so much like Christ mm-hmm. that I elevate what his significance. That is amazing to me.
Yes.
Y'all better stop now.
And I'm gonna go vacation Bible school on you here. You know, hit you with this little light of mine.
Come on now.
I'm gonna let it shine, right?
Come on.
And so, like, sometimes even when we choose to say yes, we may not think that our light shines bright enough to make that impact that we're striving to make.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. if you just, whatever light you have, right? If you just let it shine to help others,
right?
Oh man, it's gonna grow to be bigger. Like right. it'll surprise just by taking one step to shine a little bit of light mm-hmm. on helping others. It's going to grow exponentially once you take right. the first step.
Right. Man, I did a piece that's called Clout Chasers.
Mm.
And, you know, we're talking about yes, but we got to have the right reason for saying yes. You see, because a lot of people will still say yes.
Come on.
But it ain't for the glorification of God.
Come on now.
It's for the uplifting of themselves. See, you said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works so God may be glorified. That's why I'm saying yes. Mm-hmm. So people can see Christ in me through what I am doing. See, my actions speak way louder than my words. Okay? And I'm in it for God. Because here's one thing that I do know, Coach Chelsea and Chip. God gonna get his glory.
Come on here.
One way or the other. Either he gonna get it uplifting you or he's gonna get it at your expense. And knowing when he get it at your expense, that's because you were trying to uplift yourself instead of letting God lift you up. And when you talk about being in the back, you be last instead of first. When we're talking about leaders, first and foremost, everybody needs to understand everybody on this earth is a leader. Why, Coach Hurd? I'm so glad you asked, because you got to lead yourself. Mm-hmm. You got to lead yourself whether to make a good choice or a right choice. But then you need to understand how to follow and who to follow. So if I'm following in that capacity, then I need to understand who I'm following, because some people are going to lead you into a ditch. The blind leading the blind, both of you going to fall in the ditch. But if I'm following those who are walking in the path of righteousness, then I can uplift them. I can support them. Okay? Supporting them becomes easy. But when you start following folks that are not walking in the path of righteousness, it's hard. Your consciousness, which for one, is hard. That's the Holy Spirit saying, you better think about this. And then the next thing, if you ain't listening to the Spirit when it's warning you, you're going to be in the ditch when they fall in the ditch. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff to unpack there, but I'm just so glad that you guys talked about leadership from the standpoint of serving. If you're mm-hmm. serving, if we are serving, put that first and foremost, everything else fall into place.
I agree. And I'm glad you went there, right? Before I go to my next question, though, because you mentioned servant leadership, all I'm hearing since you said vacation Bible school, this is a lot of mine, right? When Coach Hurd was just speaking, all I heard was walk in the light.
Come on now.
Leave for light. Yes, exactly. But in talking about servant leadership, Right. And I'm gonna start kind of directing this towards the book Impact of Leadership. We know and we read, right? But I want you all to assume that the listener does not understand or know the resume, right? I'm gonna give you all a little sneak peek into a message in the episode I have coming up, the resume, right? Because we know what the resume is. We have one, right? We take our time to kind of sharpen it up. And we know, you know, you have your name. And you know, we have maybe that mission statement, that statement, right? Then we list what our experience. Then they ask any awards or special skills. And then they ask for us to have what? References. Okay. So I want y'all to go with me for a second before I ask my question. So we're going to assume in this next question that the individuals we're speaking to do not know Christ. Okay. And what better way to do that than his resume? Okay. Because see, we're going to start with a name and then we're going to go with his mission statement. And then we're going to go with the experience. So I want you to just think about who Christ has been to you as the greatest example of a servant leader. I mean, he's the ultimate, the poster child, literally, of servant leadership. And I want you to explain the resume of him being a servant leader in your life. So the person that's kind of like, I mean, I hear y'all, I hear what you're saying, but see, I didn't grow up in the church. No one ever talked to me about this man named Jesus. Or, you know, I hear what people saying, but see, that's not how he's shown himself in my life. And I don't have time for that. I want you to give me the servant leadership of Christ, his resume, as it applied in your life. Mm-hmm. I know. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Heard, I'll let you jump on that one, brother. Let's go.
You're welcome.
You know, yeah,
we warned them.
Yeah, look, Christ is the ultimate servant. Christ is the ultimate when you talk about leadership. We got many instances in the Bible that we could pull out, but let me just let him deal with J.D. Hurt. Look, I grew up in poverty. I grew up in the projects. You don't know what the projects is? Google that. Okay. I grew up in the projects. As a matter of fact, the projects where I grew up don't even exist no more. They tore them down because they were so bad. Now they're senior citizens' homes. Okay. So technically, if you want to look at it from a standpoint of having to go back to home, physical home ain't even there anymore. Okay. So when I look at Christ, and I talk about servant leadership, here's what I learned. He'll lay it down for you. And he done laid it down for me. Both words and actions. He said, wherever I go, he'll be there. He's done been there, Coach Chelsea. I know he's been there. You know how I know? I'm supposed to be dead on several occasions. And they were all my fault. I'll give you one instance. I'm sitting in Northport, Alabama. I graduated from the University of Alabama. Me and my boy, we had just made a run over to Mississippi to get some liquor because you couldn't buy it in Tuscaloosa, Alabama at that time because it was a dry city. So we were military. We went over to the base over there in Mississippi. And we drunk as a skunk, sitting at the light, the car just spinning out. Thank God that his foot was on the brake as well as the gas. We're sitting there. Number one, we should have been in jail at the very least, okay? Number two, we should be dead. Now you trying to tell me that ain't no God looking over me? Come on. He was looking over me that day, but I ain't get it right then, Coach Chelsea. I still was a fool. He looked over me on plenty of occasions when the gun was pointed at my forehead. That trigger could have been pulled, but God stopped that. Christ was right there because here's what he did. He died for me. So I can have a chance as I keep screwing up, have a chance to get it right. See, he put that grace on me. I ain't deserve that right there. And then watch this. While I was still acting a fool, he put that mercy on me.
Come on.
Because he could have said, I'm tired of fooling with you, J.D. Hurt. And he could have took my life away from me because I wasn't following him and I wasn't exemplifying him. So when I see Christ, a man who will lay down his life for me, so I have a chance to even be here when I act a fool. Come on, man. That's a servant beyond servant. But watch this. Here is God coming down to earth. Watch what he does. He out here washing people's feet.
Washing the feet.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What president of any country have you seen wash them by the feet?
Come on.
Wait a minute. Let's not even say president. What CEO have you ever seen? What principal have you ever seen? Okay. What head coach have you ever seen wash somebody's feet? Here is God washing people's feet. You talking about serving in every aspect, whether I'm going to put myself before you and let my life be taken, or where I'm going to do something as simple as get down here and wash your feet. So when I look at that, man, I ain't worthy. I know I ain't worthy. The Holy Spirit got the Apostle Paul to say in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, but watch this. I'm going to end it right here. See, I can't be perfect like that great servant, Jesus Christ. I can't be perfect like him. But here's what I do know. Since I heard this, this ain't my quote. I heard it. If I chase perfection,
come on,
I can achieve excellence. See, excellence is the standard as far as I'm concerned. I can't be perfect, but I'm going to try everything to do in my life to be perfect so I can be excellent in the eyesight of God. And so servant leadership from Jesus Christ to me, man, here's a guy that will stand in the gap for you when you don't deserve it. And that's what I try to do with people, stand in the gap whether they've been friends or foe to me, stand in the gap when they need to, okay? And don't be on a high hog thinking that you're almighty and you too good. I don't care what you have achieved in this life. You reach down and you help those who are less fortunate than you. That's what servant leadership that Jesus Christ has shown me in my life.
What should I throw at him, Chip?
Whatever
you want.
Pocket square, that fan. You got the fan with the funeral people.
Yeah.
On there. You got that.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to be waved off with that one. Yeah.
Something. There's something coming.
Yeah.
That's good.
The funeral director picture on the back of that fan.
What you got, Chip? Because I'm still marinating on my boy Herd here. But what you got,
yeah,
Chip?
He put it down, man. I think for me, it's a couple things that come to mind or to heart when you ask that. I think the first thing is realizing that the big man made us all a one of one.
Mm, come on, man.
You know. And you know, I think you and I have talked about this before, Coach Chelsea, you know, those sneakerheads, those one of 10,
yeah,
only 10 pair made, but that's the first one, right? Three of 15, right? Only 15 made, but you know, I have the third pair, right? But check this out. Each one of us are a one of one.
Don't you do it.
And so what that tells me is that, you know, he made us all special in his likeness, whatever he wants us to be. And he's given us all special talents, traits, and gifts, right? But now what we have to do is we have to tap into what that is and figure out what that is and then be servant leaders and share that because he's given us that gift. So I think that's the first piece that comes to mind for me. But then the second piece is just knowing that, man, I'm not perfect. I have made mistakes. I'm going to continue to make mistakes. I don't know it all. You know, did I say I'm not perfect? Did I say that? Yeah. I'm not perfect.
You did.
But, man, I can trust that the big man is going to always have my back and be there for me and put me in the right place because my intentions are to be man, to live in a Christ-like manner. And so I think that those are the two things for me that come to mind or to heart when you ask that question.
See, I'm not fooling up with y'all today. I'm tell you that right now. Okay. I'm not gonna fool up with y'all, because I'm gonna tell you, and you know it, the Lord just be giving it. And I'm a sneakerhead. I love my shoes. But one of the things as I get older, one of the things I despise, I'm an educator and I'm a coach, right? So I mean, I'm getting older and there's things that just hurt me, and it's okay. It's the sign of the times, I guess. But when I see these kids on week one or after Christmas break, or they got the new J's dropped or whatever, and then they start the robot walk, is what I call it, right? Because they don't want to crease their shoes, right?
There it is.
I'm like, oh my God. Like, you about to be late to my class so you don't crease your forces. Like, come get your butt to class, right? But I laugh because you said something there. You talked about the one of ones, right? I can't crease these. I can't mess these up. But let me tell you the beauty in being made one of one by our awesome blueprint of a servant leader, Jesus Christ. It was the bruises and the creases and the scuff marks, right?
Yeah.
It was people stepping on my shoes, right?
Yeah.
It was those things that helped me to remember to serve, right? Because when I was at my very, very lowest point, when I was wounded, when I was broken, when, as you said, Coach Hurd, when I kept hearing that song, that line of that song, it says, he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs.
Yeah.
When I was in those moments, those are the truest moments where I learned the resume, the experience column of Christ being a servant leader for me. Because even, like you said, the key piece in the word that says, he who knew no sin.
Come on.
He took sin. He didn't do it. But here's the kicker that always gets me, so that we may be made the righteousness of God.
Yes.
That's that will and saying yes that we talked about in the very beginning. So you mean to tell me that as a servant leader, you did this when there's not 100% chance?
Come on.
I'm going to say yes? You mean to tell me that you laid down your life for me when I didn't ensure, this doesn't ensure an 100% pass rate that all these people are going to come to me?
Come on.
You did this off of a mic? That's servant leadership. That's servant leadership that I know that I will give the greatest sacrifice off of a might, off of a maybe.
Yeah.
Do you love, will you follow me? Yes, no. Check maybe. Check one. And he did it anyway. That's servant leadership. Hands down, servant leadership.
Right.
I had to get the pocket square out on you, Coach. I had to throw the pocket square at you on that one. Ooh, that's so good.
That's all right.
It blows my mind when I take a second and think about it, though. Like, you know, I forget. I'm like you. I didn't say this, but it is so true. I get so caught up sometimes in how we overlook even the, as we would say, smallest blessings. There's no small blessing with God, but we've minimized them, right? Who are we to take a blessing and categorize them? But we've done that. We take them for granted, even driving to and fro. But when I think about you, Coach Hurd, and all those accounts that you gave, and so many of us could give them, that legitimately this man knew, had a choice, did it anyway on our might. And when I sit here and just think about all the moments that, as you said, I was doing my own thing, wasn't even thinking about how he saved me, and he still found me worthy. That's servant leadership. That's washing feet continuously.
Outstanding. There it is right there. Yes. Man, go ahead, Chip.
No, you're good. I was just saying, amen, lights. That's all I was saying.
Don't forget the walls and the flow. Give them an amen too.
Come on.
Yeah. Look, servant leadership, man. And it's tossed out there. It's just tossed out there. I mean, and people just, it don't even mean a lot. So more has been said. So, and you'll see people put down, I'm a servant leader. I'm a servant leader. Mm-hmm. But they're not doing anything close to being a servant leader because they know it's a resume stuffer, or it's something to say when you're in a job interview that would catch the ear of someone who could be a potential employer. Mm-hmm. But man, when you take it to heart, watch it. Going back to that mic, Chelsea, I'm not doing this for any credit from you.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this with any expectations that you even gonna say thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this for that. I am doing this, watch it, because God said to love you.
That's the one.
Regardless of who you are in your current state, I still love you. That is my commandment, is to love you. And then I take it to heart to not just be doing, okay, I just got to obey us. No, man, that's in the heart now. Mm-hmm. So I do it because I love you. I don't have to know you
yeah.
to help you. I don't have to know you to serve you.
Yeah.
Because watch this, you are a you. I am a you. And I would hope that somebody would just have the grace, if I'm ever in a situation, to just say, JD, I got you. Regardless if you know me. See, now that's what a servant leader is. He's saying to everybody that he is serving, I got you.
Yeah.
With no expectations back from it. I got you. You can trust that I got your back. You can trust that I'm going to find a way to make this a positive experience for you. That's what a servant leader does. I'm going to find a way to help whomever I'm in front of. And that's what I like about Chip Baker, man. You know, yeah, that's my role, dog. But you know, sometimes, Coach Chelsea, you know how God just always continues, you just keep running to the same person. Mm-hmm. You keep running to the same person. Mm-hmm. That's how Chip, I don't care what, I see Chip, man, me and Chip ain't coached together in a minute. But every time I look around, that go Chip Baker. I could be at my football game, that go Chip Baker. I could be at my track meet, that go Chip Baker. Man, I could be at a signing day, and I look up, that go Chip Baker. And I don't think that's a coincidence. Because mm-hmm. I think God trying to put people together that is going to move forward his agenda.
Come on.
And that their agenda. And that's he it. Just put them together to move it forward. Man, let me back about that, y'all, man.
I love it. I love it. There's a good segue here, too, because, Chip, I want to talk about this amazing Arsenal Adder to the Servant mm-hmm. Leader, your book, The Impact of Influence. And, you know, as they say, has entered the chat. We got Coach Hurd, we've been hearing from, but you invited these two amazing individuals in who share, and you found important enough to join this. I want you to talk a little bit about the book, volume 8 now. Come on now, yeah, 8. Yeah. 8. So you have to talk to people about the origination of this thing, but talk to them about the impact of influence. And then I want you to enter into the chat, your contributing author, Mr. David Settle.
Yeah, I'd love to, if you don't mind, let Dave tell a little bit about who he is so they have know what his background is. Then I can jump in there and just kind of talk about the origin of how it all came about, if you're okay with that, Coach.
Yeah, I love it. David, come off mute and talk to the people. What's up, man?
Tell them who you are, brother.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Good to know you, man.
What's going on, guys? Well, first of all, man, it's an absolute honor to join you guys as late as I am in true David Settle fashion. but no, it's truly a pleasure, man. Just hanging around Chip's one of those people, man. His energy is infectious and it's contagious. It's hard not to do dope things when you're hanging around Chip Baker, right? You know, you could be feeling down and not wanting to do anything, but you get a text or a call from Chip and you like, man, I better wake up and go do something with my life. So I thank Chip for just being a friend and invite me to be a part of this project. But a little bit about myself, man. I'm just a regular kid from the southwest side of Houston, Texas. Grew up in A-Leaf. You know, always had a dream to play basketball. When that didn't work, I became a DJ. You know, played around like the typical DJ, man. Played around all the clubs, sorority, fraternities, and all the parties. And until I did my first wedding. Once I did my first wedding, it was over. And I became like the wedding DJ guy here in the city of Houston. And turned a hobby into a hustle and into an empire where I went from doing like $30,000 a year just DJing on the side to over $300,000 in less than 1 year, you know, doing weddings. And so that was kind of like my ticket to fame. And, you know, fell in love with Jesus in high school. And then from there, man, it's just been a love for entrepreneurship, for, you know, God's people. And just being obedient, like whatever he tells me to do, just doing it. So
awesome, man. That's awesome.
That's big.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
said something that let me know something. I like him. Okay. David, you all right with me. You know, one thing you'll learn when I'm good with people, see, is that's why I tell people to watch the company you keep. Because see, when I know one, because I know Chip, I already knew what I was getting when I met y'all. But he said something that threw me. He said, I turned my hobby into my hustle. I'm going to leave that alone. But I just wanted you to know I heard it. I wanted to let you know that didn't go unheard or unnoticed.
Yeah, Coach Chester, we warned them when we got on. We warned. We warned your audience. We told them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad because, listen, you know, I got to make up for a little lost time. So.
Yeah.
But talk to us a little bit about the impact and influence. Yeah. I'm super excited about it. I know that our listeners, it's going to help them in a mighty way.
Well, I'm going to start off with this phrase, and I always say this, and it gives me chills every time I say it, and I wholeheartedly believe it, but opportunities bring opportunities.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, with my career, you know, I've strived to, you know, do what mama and them taught me, you know, just be, you know, give my all to everything, you know, understand it's bigger than me. It's not about me.
Because, you know, boy, so that, it ain't about boy, you.
It ain't about you.
What? I had to.
When she put the boy on there, Coach Chester, you know it's for real.
To. And if you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, go back to the podcast, and that is the title of his solo episode. Boy, it ain't about you.
About you. but fast forward, you know, I strive to live a life in that manner to make those people proud, right? So, you know, fast forward, you know, did my career, speaking, you know, wrote my first couple books, you know, co-authored. And I had an opportunity to speak to this amazing group of men, G-men, Kendall Ficklin. You know, Dave knows those guys. He's tight with them. And there was a guy in the group, Sugar Ray Destin, that, you know, we kind of hit it off. But, you know, so I connected with some of the guys in the group. I spoke to their men's group virtually. He published books, you know, and in our talk, and he was like, man, you know, you connected to some dope people. You ever thought about bringing some of those people together and, you know, just sharing their stories? And I was like, that's a great idea right there. Right. And so that kind of, man, within a day or two, you know, we had the cover. This is the first volume, you know, then within a week we had the authors. I mean, we were flowing. We put the book out in like 3 months, right? From the first time we talked and made it. And so, man, I was just grateful to have a book, Right, like I wasn't saying, well, hey, we're gonna make this plan, we're gonna do multiple volumes. No, that was not the plan. The plan was just, and I'm just glad to have a book. So then I did the first one, man. We did a 10 city book tour, man. We everywhere. Like growing up, man, I used to dream about flying. We did the book tour, man. I got tired of flying, right? Like it was a huge blessing, man. And you know, then like more people hit me, I was like, man, you're gonna do another one of those? Like, well, man, maybe that's a good idea. Let's do a volume two, right? And then volume one and volume two were all men. And I'm connected to some amazing ladies, right? And they looking at me like, hey, like with the lips smacked. Now I know, like, what's up? Like, you can't, you don't have no ladies in there or what? So then I did volume three. That was all, it was 25 ladies. I mean, amazing. Like, two of the ladies in there, like, are like the head of John Gordon's training team, oh, a wow. couple of superintendents. I mean, like powerful, amazing. Rachel Barbo, she was the first.
Love her. Ladies.
Yeah, man, she's awesome.
She's a servant leader. I love her.
Oh, big. And so, I mean, just, you know, so did that one. Then I'm like, man, you know, my background, like I'm coaching education. So then volume four, I did all coaches, right? And so then that was pretty cool. And then we hit, you know, five, six, and seven was a mix of both men and women. And then eight is a mix of both men and women. And they all have, like, you know, different things. It's all the impact of influence. But this one is, you know, the impact of influence, you know, stories, lesson learned from influencers, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, built up of, you know, powerful influencers sharing their stories, of people and situations that have influenced them, what they've learned, and then how they're using what they learned to make a positive difference in our world. And so, you know, as you can see, you know, we just have two on with the interview, and it's hot. So, you know, the rest of them,
that book is
I'm
fire.
Just telling you, man, I'm just truly grateful to be connected with so many amazing people. And like I said earlier, in the interview, the fact that they say yes, you know, like they don't have to do that, right? But they do. And so for me, man, it's an honor to me to be connected with them. And so my goal is to strive to go hard for them. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I tell them all the time, like, there's no excuse for us not to all achieve our bucket list goals from this experience, because mm-hmm. we're connected to some amazing people that we can just reach out to and say, hey, how'd you do that? I see you doing this. Can you help me with this? Right. And so really it's grown to be like a family. You know, we've had an impact of influence picnic. You know, we've had, you know, get togethers where we do like live interviews, and really, man, it's a vibe. It's a family. It's a family atmosphere, man. We just did a photo shoot and got some content at Graffiti Park, and you know, Dave was the kind of the guy to, you know, head all of that for us. And man, those of you, check out those the dope content we got it out on social media right now. That's Dave. He's the man. And so just
love that.
It's just a family vibe. And that's how it all came about, and that takes us to where we are.
I think that's phenomenal. And, you know, as you were even talking about that and hearing David and hearing Coach Herb, one of the threads that bind amidst all of y'all, which I knew this, right? I just knew it. Like I said, stemmed from you, right? I was in the store the other day, and this happens quite often, right? Mind you, had a mask on too. So the only thing you saw was this, right? And Liz said, is Vicky Johnson your mama, right? And if you see my mom, you would get it, right? Yeah. And I'm like, yes, right? And that's how I tell people all the time, I want my life to be led in such a way. And Chip, you know this, you talked to me about legacy. I want my life to be lived in such a way, mirroring Christ, that when people know who hangs around me, who if my own child stems from me, like them when they ask about if I'm someone's daughter, I knew that you two were legit because of what you said, exactly when you got on here, David. Like, you can't be around Chip and not be. You just can't, right? And so I want to go here to talk about the impact of influence and being Christ followers and servant leaders. You know, we know time and place, right? Even Ecclesiastes tells us to everything there is a season, right? For some things, though, right? So, of course, naturally, if I go to church, I dress one way. When I go to the gym, I dress another way. There's certain restaurants that you know the dress code is, you know, a little bit different for which occasion, right? But when we talk about being men and women of faith and servant leaders and those having impact, right, and influence with our servant leadership, can you talk to the listener, right, to that coach, to that educator, that teacher, that superintendent, right, to that servant leader about the simple fact of how important transparency is, right, to servant leadership, but also impacting and being an influence? Because we do that. Like, it's certain stuff, time and place. Oh, no, I can't share that, right? But how important is transparency if you're going to be an impactful leader?
Dave, you want to jump in on that one, brother?
Yeah, man. I have a friend of mine who always says more is caught than taught. And I think that when you're transparent, it allows people to, like, just catch you in your natural state, right? Like, you're not putting up a mask, you're not putting up a facade or any barriers. You're just allowing people to catch the natural you. And that's where, like, real impact happens. When you're not necessarily out here trying to fabricate some sort of influence. I've always said too, like, people don't really care what you know until they know that you care. And when you're transparent and you're opening yourself up and you're making yourself available to people, you know, that allows them to open up as well. Transparency and authenticity is also something that's very, very contagious. You've seen it in so many movies, right? Where, like, the leader is the first one to take the leap of authenticity. And that's where the pivotal moments in those movies happen, is when the leader actually shares a story from their past and opens up. And then it gives the person that either they're mentoring or the other person in the movie, it allows them to open up and follow them, right? So, you know, I think that it's super important because it establishes connections that lead to impact.
That's good.
Got on that, Coach Herb.
Yeah, it's interesting, Coach Chelsea, that you bring up TPE. I teach that in my lead worthy class.
Come on now.
It's not really part of the curriculum, but I teach it. There's a time and place for everything. But come on, watch now. This. It's the right time, all the time, every time to do right. As simple as that.
Bars.
As simple as that. And so when you're going to be Christ-like, you're going to say you're a Christian, you're going to say you're a servant leader, it is always the right time to do the right thing. It is always the right time to be kind. It is always the right time to be there for people that don't look like you, talk like you, act like you, don't come from the same socioeconomic background as you. It's always the right time. So, yes, there are certain things that I tell my kids, okay, we're on a block, we do this, and if we're in a professional setting, we're not going to talk that way, we're going to do this. But the one thing that we're always going to do, no matter where we are, we're going to do right. And I tell them like this, it's like, you do you, I'm going to do me, but we both got to do right. As simple as that. You can't get around it. So TPE does not exclude doing right, because it's always TPE, the time to do right. And so when we look at that, man, we talk about serving leadership and we talk about transparency, as David said, man, if you like that, people know you're real. Mm-hmm. They know you ain't fake.
Mm-hmm.
They know you're real. And that's it. If you're going to be authentic about it. So I'm not going to sit around and say that I love Christ, and as soon as I'm outside of the church, I'm doing everything that's unholy. Okay, and I ain't saying there's nobody not going to make a mistake, but watch this. If you make a mistake, it's a thing called repentance. It just simply means change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just change from doing that wrong thing to the right thing, get back on the right path. So I'm glad you brought up TPE, but it's always the right time to do the right thing.
Come on, Coach.
Yeah, I think too, with the transparency piece, just in short, I won't go too in much in depth with it, because all of us, you know, feel this and understand this. But what we do, being, you know, servant leaders, I think transparency allows us to be the example.
Come on.
You know,
Run that
and so,
back.
you know,
Run that
man,
back. No, run that back. No.
so,
You see how you try to keep talking. You know I was gonna tell you run. Run that back.
so transparency allows us to be the example. And what I mean by that is, man, I'm just, man, just sitting back watching you guys taking notes, but also knowing everybody's background and stories too, right? So like Dave, you know, with his family and being an example and being open and honest, and you know, some of the things that he's had to grow through with his kid. Like I've seen the interactions, right? That's transparency. That's being the example. Like, you know, I've coached with Coach Hurd and, you know, saw how he gives, you know, just so passionate and love what he does and loves kids, right? You know, and you, Coach Chelsea, like every time we, you know, we get together, we have to warn them because it's hot, right? Like I know what I'm gonna get, right? And so, you know, I think, and a couple of y'all have said this too, I think the beauty of being transparency, like having transparency and being transparent, like I've strived to do in my life, is you know what you're gonna get from that person.
That's good.
Without a shadow of a doubt, you know what you're gonna get from Chip Baker.
And let me add this too, Chip. And you know me, man. Like I, you know, I'm in the church and, you know, working at Radio One. At any given moment, I remember one day I was working with 50 Cent in the morning and Kirk Franklin at night, right? Like I'm it's like
Balance, baby.
listen,
Balance.
Pastor Slim Thug once said, I actually just heard him say this morning. He was like, man, when you're being real, it's so much easier because you don't have to like wake up and try to live up to some kind of image, right? Like, so I know we talk about how important authenticity is for people who rock with us, but you don't understand how important authenticity is to your own mental health and well-being because you don't have to live up to this unbelievable pressure of having to put on this mask and live up to this image. You can just be real. You can show up and just be yourself. So,
That's good.
Good, man.
Let me just say this, right? Okay, so everybody that knows me, and I keep saying this, it's gonna happen. I'm go ahead and put it out there in the atmosphere. It's gonna happen. I keep saying it. I love Dunkin' Donuts. I love it, right? I give them so much free publicity and advertisement. It just don't make no sense. They might as well go ahead and just slap, you know, a little some deal on your girl. You might as well, right? But I know, right, between Starbucks, right? Now, Seven Brew just got here and they actually are doing me right. But I know that when I go to Dunkin', I know that all I have to do is tell them my order and it's going to be to my liking. I know what to expect. Okay. Now, I know if I go to Starbucks, right? That's why I really don't frequent it. I got to change things with it, right? I got to tell you, add an extra pump of this and some foam and then this to make it to what I need, right? And so when I really need that cup of coffee, right? Especially if it's a day that maybe my 2-year-old wasn't feeling it that night, right? We were up and down. Or maybe we had a late game and I'm back up, ready to do it again the next morning. I can't waste time on Starbucks being fickle. I gotta go to Dunkin' because I know that they're gonna get it right every time. I know what to expect. And so in servant leadership, more to your point, Dave. If I'm a servant leader, that typically means that there's people that are following my leadership on a daily basis. And if you don't know what you're about to get from me from day to day, that's going to be really hard to lead some people and them to trust my leadership when they don't know what, well, goodness, on Monday she was this. And then on Wednesday and Friday, I just got out of her way because I never know what I'm going to get with her. You can't lead with consistent success, or you definitely can't make an impact when people do not know what they're getting from you.
Man, you said three words in there that are my things: consistency, trust,
Come on.
impact.
That's
And you
it.
know, when people know what they're gonna get from you, it's consistent, right? What happens is the people around you trust, like you explained, they trust who you are and what you are about, but more so, you learn to trust yourself. because you've shown yourself that you can be consistent.
Come on here, bro.
And what happens from that is you make an everlasting impact from that because you are consistent and you have trust. And I mean, and it just goes on for like the ripple effect goes on and on from that. And you think about it, like I've said this before when I spoke, you know, think about the people that you trust the most in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. What's probably the favorite trait of that person that you trust the most is they're consistent.
Every time.
You know, like I know my mom, I know what I'm gonna get from her. Right. Mm-hmm. Like without a shadow of a doubt, you know, and I rock with real.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. I could just hear my mama when she hear that. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Because you got to be real.
Boy.
That's the only way to be, right, baby. Because boy, it ain't about you.
No, but that's so real. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
I've been missing you, Dave. So, go ahead.
It's so real because I was thinking we hire a lot of DJs and lately I've been hiring a lot of photographers. And you know, I will hire the guy that does, like, I know they're going to show up on time. I know they're going to perform well over the most talented person who I may or may not show up, right? Like, I'm like, they might be better skilled, more talented, but I know this guy here, he is going to be there. When I say he's going to be there, he's going to do exactly, he's going to perform the duties that, you know what I'm saying? He's going to do everything that we say he's going to do. I will go with that guy 10 out of 10 times because I can count on them, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'll take that over talent any day.
Oh, for sure. And it goes back to, I was telling him, Dave, before you came on, that I always try to look at Christ and his blueprint of servant leadership in the form of a resume. And a lot of times, right, when we're interviewing for a job as an individual, sometimes that's the only thing that's going to sell us, right? And so I was asking them earlier, you know, when I think about Christ and just what he's done in my life, right? That's a resume that I know any employer would be like, look, I said limit this thing to one page, right? This man pages, this resume, right? But I look at that experience level, right? And that's the part that just blows my mind about Christ, because much like what we talk about consistency, the resume of the Christ that we love and follow is impeccable, right? Because he shows up every time, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He shows up on time, not at our time, but on time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Consistently, you walk through Matthew and John and you can go Mark, go all the way through there. Start in Genesis, go to Revelations. And all of his experiences can be backed up. But mm-hmm. every single time he comes through, consistently. And when we think about just the impact of influence, when we think about Christ and what he does for us on a day-to-day basis, that floors me, y'all. Specifically floors me, right? Because for little old me, and I was telling them, Dave, he died on the cross for us simply off of Mike. Just Mike. She may follow me. I don't know. Can you imagine back then? And I don't know everyone's relationship status, but you know what you do in the beginning, okay? You know what you did to try to reel them in, right? And so you did that. You didn't know if they were going to bite bait. You just knew that you were trying to get your selling point across. And so when we think about that and just knowing he literally gave the best tagline, the best game that could ever be thrown to reel us in, he died on a cross over a mite, right? And so when I think about that and I'm looking at you all as amazing examples of servant leadership yourself, understanding we're talking about the impact of influence in your daily lives. I want y'all to ponder on this a little bit. Y'all can choose which one goes first, right? You know, you're a DJ, Dave, so this one might hit you a little different. You know soundtracks. I love that. I love soundtracks because they kind of explain the movie. And I just like to get in the heads of people like, what were you thinking in that moment to make me feel that, right? In servant leadership, you all being servant leaders, impact and influence. What is that one scripture? I know it may be many. But what is that one scripture or that one line quote that drives you as a servant leader? That when somebody done got on my nerves, like you said, Dave, when I don't feel like it, but I talk to Chip, so I got to get up and do something. What's that one liner as a servant leader that drives you, that is your soundtrack to how you move, live, and breathe on assignment for Christ?
Yeah, there's so many, but the one that I lean on consistently is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
Come on here, Dave.
And like, you know, we can go to the I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and you know, the good work that he started in me, he's faithful and just to carry it out into completion. Like those are all great verses, right?
Yeah.
But the reason why I lean on that verse in Zechariah, not by might nor by power, but by my strength, is mm-hmm. because I ain't never been the strongest person. I ain't never been the smartest person in the room I've been in. I ain't never been the most skilled, most talented, or, you know, I've never been that guy. But one thing, like God somehow always elevates me and puts me in rooms and in positions where I should have more degrees than I have. I should have more connections than I have. And I'm like, why am I here, God? And he reminds me, it's not by might nor by strength, but by my spirit. So whenever I'm starting to feel myself, right, and acting like, oh, I did that. or when I'm approaching an obstacle or something that feels insurmountable, I remind myself, it ain't up to me. Right. I just got to show up and be obedient. And, you know, I just got to show up and let God do his thing. My job is to just be obedient.
Yeah.
He's put me in so many places and opened up so many doors that I can sit here and tell y'all it is not because I'm good. It's not because I'm right. It's not because I'm dope. It's not because I'm educated or talented or any of these other things. It's simply because God put me there. And I'm going to continue to walk in that. So
I love it,
and it takes a lot of the pressure off of me. Like, I'm gonna just be real,
straight up.
Yeah. Good. Coach Herb, what you got,
man? It's 2 Timothy 2:10.
Come on,
Holy Spirit, God, the Apostle Paul to say, therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake. Why, Coach Herb? For the obtaining of salvation. Jesus Christ through eternal glory. And when I look at that, so I put that thing back into a practical sense. I go through what I go through for those around me. One, for my wife. That's the elect's sake on a practical sense. Two, my children. Now, my children extend way beyond my three boys. It's thousands upon thousands of them now that I have coached and that I have taught. And that goes to anybody that has an inclination to just want to do the right thing. I endure it all, no matter what comes to me, Coach Chelsea, good or bad, I'm going to endure it because somebody watching me.
Come on.
They watching me. And see, the best teaching is by your actions.
Come on.
And so if they can just see me, no matter what situation it is, good or bad, mm-hmm. can learn something that can help them in their life to be a better person, to be more productive, mm-hmm. I'm going to endure. So that's my favorite scripture. I endure all things. And Paul, he's talking about that for the Christians to get them saved. I just put it in a practical sense. My everyday life, I don't care what is good or bad that come my way, I'm going to go through it, and I'm going to go through it in a Christian manner so when people look at me, they can ask how he has that resolve. And if I get a chance to answer them, I tell them Christ.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at him, y'all.
I think for me, Coach, man, it's just I can do all things through Christ who strengthens uh-huh. me. And the breakdown for me on that is, and you guys know, you know, you're all movers and shakers. You're all coaches. You know the long hours. And I worked with a coach, and Coach Herb was on the staff, too. He would always say, hey, sometimes you just got to pray for strength. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah. like, I mean, like, I mean, it's like you're not gonna even know, you know, how you have the strength to get up. Like you talked about those long late night games, travel, driving a bus, like all of that stuff. You gotta pray for strength. And so, you know, it gives me comfort in knowing that I don't have to do it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like Dave said, I just show up and let him do his thing. Right. And every time I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that I've done that, I've been okay. So I can,
that's
I
good.
I can bank on that.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah, that's like, man, that's a given. That's a known. You don't have to worry about, no, we good.
I love that. Mine is 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. So we fix our eyes, not on what is seen, but what is unseen.
Come on.
Because the seen is temporary. The unseen. See, the unseen, that's eternal. And I have so many, like you guys don't even have the time for me to tell you how many different interpretations that I pray to lead me and guide me on that, right? But just in the servant leadership sector, we started this thing. Let me gather this thing as we start to kind of wind it up. We start this thing simply by talking about the fact that we have free will, right? Against his will. And then the blessing in saying yes, right? But as a servant leader, and Coach Heard, you said this a lot tonight, why am I truly doing what I'm doing? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, am I doing it for the scene, for the accolade, for the award, for you to tell me how I'm doing, for the glitz and the glamour and the social media? Or am I doing it for the well done, my good and faithful servant?
Come on now.
Because see, if I'm doing it for one of my mentors, she's amazing. Her name's Dr. Brittany Zell. She said, when I get to Christ, I want to be leaning, like on my knees, like fourth quarter and three overtime, tired, bent over, nothing left in me. And I want him to see that I've given everything that was in me before I came before him. Mm-hmm. And so when I talk about, I want to fix my eyes in terms of servant leadership on what is unseen, because a scene is temporary. I don't want what's temporary. I don't want the temporal things. That don't satisfy me. Right. But as the song say, may the work I've done speak for me.
Right.
I want the unseen. And that unseen is getting before him, leaning down and saying, "Ooh, coach didn't give me no sub. I did all every assignment you asked me to do. I played the one through the five. Mm. Right. I dove on the floor. I got blood on my home jersey.
Mm.
And I'm tired, but I'm here. And I hope, I truly hope that I did your will enough to hear servant well done. So in the good, the bad, the ugly, I continue to serve, because it's not a because boy, it ain't about you.
I love it. Coach Chelsea, if you don't mind, my guy Dave needs to hop off for
yes, that's for sure. Dave, real quick before you hop off. Yes.
Tell him his social media so people can check him out and go show him some love.
Yeah, before I do that, man, Coach, that man, that was powerful, man, because that's actually a part of my life, like, motto. And, you know, one part of it is live fully, die empty. Mm. And, you know, me and my boy Toby, we've always said that when it comes down to it, I want to exhaust the tank and empty the clip. I don't, like you said, I don't want to make it to heaven with anything, like, God be like, hey, that was it. What happened to that over there or that over there? I'm trying to exhaust the tank. So, man, when you said that, I was just like, wow, that's powerful. But I hate that I have to duck off early, but I'm looking at five children that are staring me down. Like, why are you not in the pool with us? And I have all the floaties. I got all the floaties. So, like, they looking at me. And in a second, them looks gonna get even worse.
You better go lead, servant.
Yeah, we don't want that, man. Get it. Do your thing, but dog.
Thank y'all so much, man. It's been an honor. And
thank you.
Man, I needed this.
For sure. Thank you, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
Don't get it, baby.
Bye, guys.
Bye. But as we start to wrap it up, guys, I'm so thankful for Dave, right? I want you to do two things, right? And Chip has a little head start on this one, so I'm going to switch it up a little bit to even out the playing field, okay? If there's one thing, one just one thing that you would hope to impart from the impact of influence for every reader. What is that? Just one. I know it was many, but just one. One thing you would like every leader to close that last page and be like, "Woo!" What is it?
I'll let you go with that, Herb.
One thing that they take away.
Yeah. What do you want every reader to take away from that?
Power of your mind. Mm. The power of your mind. I just don't think many people understand the power of your mind. Chip may recall me screaming on the track when I ran him to death. Let your mind tell your body what to do. Don't let your body tell your mind what to do.
That's good.
It sounds so simple. It sounds so simple, but sometimes it's so difficult. But if we can just really tap into the power of our mind to control our body, our actions, I think we'll be in a much better place.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So good. I think for me, Coach, the one thing, you know, when you're reading the stories, first off, it's powerful influences. So there's lots of gems that you're going to glean from checking it out, you know, as you can see with the people that you've seen here, right? But I think for me, I just want the people to understand as they're living their life, learning from influencers, taking what they learn and then using that to be a blessing to others, they need to know that your ROI determines your ROI. And what I mean by that, Coach, is your radar of influence determines your return on your investment. And
come then on.
Inversely, your return on your investment determines your radar of influence. And mm-hmm. So you know, you think about all of the situations, environments, relationships that we've been in, that we've had to grow through, lessons we've had to learn, what we've invested into that, right? And what happens is it allows us, you know, those from those opportunities, they bring opportunities. It allows us to be put around some people in situation. Let me go back. God puts us, allows us to be in situations to be around great people and continue to learn and grow from that because he put us in a place to invest and we were obedient and did what he said. And so, you know, I just want people to know that your ROI determines your ROI.
Y'all see what I mean? Y'all see, y'all, thank y'all. And let me tell you, yeah. I could let this thing rip. Like, it could just go. Yeah, like, man. If I, godly, we're going to have to do a revamp. But thank you so much. I mean, just, it's always amazing. And I thank God, you know, for obedience, much like Dave said, but all of us understand it and agree, because I feel like when 4 years ago, God laid it upon my heart and said, this is what I need you to do. And I'm like, I know you're not talking about me. Podcast, what? Right? Yeah. Talking to people, what? But to be able to have these conversations with individuals all over the world to move off one main goal, right? People talk about servant leadership all the time, but where's the blueprint, right? You don't know the blueprint if you don't know Christ. And so to merge those two bridges and those roads together by talking to brothers and sisters of the faith, I'm thankful for that. So Chip, tell them where they can go to receive Impact of Influence, not just this volume, but all of them.
Yeah, so you know, all of my social media is at Chip Baker, TSC, as in The Success Chronicles. You know, and I have, you know, links and everything on all of my social media, except for X, and X is at Chip Baker 19. And so, you know, I have links to my online store. You know, we try to direct you to the online store so that way you can get a signed copy of the book from the authors. And I also ask that, you know, once you see who's all in the book, man, please take time to go follow all of the authors and show them some love. And if you can, purchase books from them so you can get, you know, signed copies from them, because they're great people to follow and be connected with. And then, you know, of course, you know, it's on Amazon as well. You can get it there, but we ask that you know, get the signed copy so we can make some personal connections.
I love it, man. Thank y'all so much again. You know how we end here, right? So Chip, you mind saying a prayer? You know what? Nah, because I got Chip on that. Coach Hurd, you mind saying a prayer of covering before we get out of here tonight?
No problem. Let us bow. Lord, we thank you so much for allowing us to just assemble here this evening, Lord, to just put out there what true servant leadership really is. Lord, we just thank you so much for allowing us to highlight your darling son, Jesus Christ, the ultimate servant leader, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you to press upon the hearts and minds of the listeners and everybody who just hear this podcast and just come across our path. Just have them look at us, Lord, so they can see you. And then, Lord, we ask you to bless us that we are walking in your faith, in your light, so when people look at us, they can see you. Lord, we just ask you to just continue to bestow your grace upon us. Continue to bestow your mercy upon us. We don't deserve either. We know that. But Lord, we just ask you to continue to be benevolent with us, Lord. And Lord, just continue to love us, guide us, and keep us. Lord, this world is going in one way, the other way, and in another way, in some ways that we don't even know it's going. But Lord, we just ask you to just impress upon the leaders of this country and the other countries in this world today will come to an agreement and walk in one path, and that is the path of righteousness, Lord. And so, Lord, I just ask you, I'm lifting up to you, Sister Chelsea here today. Lord, bless her, continue to bless her family, bless her mission, bless her goals, because she's in this for you. And I just continue to ask you to bless my brother Chip, Lord. Once again, he's in this for you. So Lord, we know you're gonna get your glory. And so, but we just ask you that bless us with the willpower to do the right thing so we can always give you glory and not detract glory from you. So Lord, we just ask you all of these things in your darling son's name, Jesus Christ, that all those that agree say amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Well, Chip, you know, you already in there. So I'm going to get this is my favorite line only the coach heard. So the coach J.D. Hurd, you are now a part of the servant leader family. I told y'all before, I feel like with each passing conversation that God allows to happen, it's like being in that draft room. Y'all see them, but the GM and the president and the coaches in there, and they get them, they start high-fiving like, we got them, we rolling. And that's how I feel, because I know that God is truly moving, whether it be one or 1,000, to just continue to get the blueprint of who Christ is to servant leadership. In our churches, in our homes, in our school systems, coaching, whatever the case may be. And I thank y'all for helping me continue to be on assignment for Christ this evening.
Thank you for having us so thank much. You. I always look forward to get a chance to chop it up with you.
And be you already know.
So thank you, Coach. And I wish you continued success in everything you're doing. Go
get I appreciate it. That. Thank you. Thank you. It has been a blessing. Coach Hurd, you're going to hear from me again. I can promise you that. And we thank everybody for listening. We're going to see you guys next time.
Go get it.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.